suppose. I suppose he done
somebody
it.
Somebody might shake his head and say, "What makes him do it?" How would they say that?
Different ways of expressing it. Why he done it? What for he done it? Things like that. What for he done it, or why he done it? I've often wondered what some of these very illiterate. The average illiterate Negro only has about a vocabulary of 250 words, and they get by with it. And I've often wondered what an educated Englishman could do if he got out here in the country and tried to talk to one of them. He could understand the words. Mm-hmm. Like these French down in Louisiana. I wonder what a Parisian would do if he'd get down there. And you know, those colored people don't speak English. I know down there one day somebody asked this old nigger, met him out there in the wood country, and asked him a direction. He said, "No, speak the English." That's all he knew. He spoke French, but oh boy, what French. I just often wondered if an educated Parisian was having to drop down in that country and try to talk to one of them.
Well, you'd be lost.
That's terrible French they use, but.
How about different ways of saying yes and no and adding sir and man? And
yes, sir, no, sir. Yes, sir.
How about the uneducated white? How would he indicate? As a matter of fact, this whole business of using sir, either by whites or blacks, but I'm interested especially in whites. Is that a mark of?
It's just a mark of respect. That's all. You see, I was in the Navy, and we never addressed an officer. You know, if you were in the Army, you always said, "Sir." It's just a mark of respect. That's all. It's not a subservient attitude at all. It's just a mark of respect when you.
Do you withhold it from somebody that you don't respect?
It's a rather hard question. I suppose it is done. Yes, sir. But it's merely a mark of respect, not necessarily, as I say, a subservient attitude. It's just a polite way of talking to a man. Like General Lee once was going down the street in Richmond and after the war, and this old nigger tipped his hat to him. General Lee tipped his hat back to him. He said, "I can't let an illiterate old nigger be more polite than I am." It's not only a mark of respect, but of politeness. If you want to be polite and nice, you say, "Sir." And but now the illiterate will say, "No, sir, yes, sir."
I see.
"No, sir." Mm-hmm. "Yes, sir."
But now, is that the black man?
Well, that's blacks. I tell you, a lot of these whites have lived and worked on these plantations with niggers so long that they have just about adopted the nigger terminology. Mm-hmm. Because that's all they talk to, mm-hmm. See? And to make them understand, they get out and talk just like they do. Because if you use a different type, they wouldn't understand you. So you take a lot of these foremen in on farms, on plantations, these big plantations. They deal with them all day, talk to them all the time, I know one man, couldn't tell, and I know he's an educated man. But he's talked with them so long and worked with them so long, he sounds just exactly like one of them. Just exactly.
Well, that's the only way he could communicate.
That's right. To communicate, you got to get out and speak their language. Mm-hmm. And I can do it to a fairly well. I was raised with them.
Well, that's really what I'm very much interested in. It's so hard to find and record those things.
Well, as I say, the average illiterate, and they're getting scarce now, by the way, has a vocabulary of not over 200, 250 words, and some of those words, unless you know, you wouldn't understand. It's like a foreign language.
Mm-hmm. If you ask someone, are you going someplace next week, and